you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. If you can't come visit us, then you should go online to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information, or you can call 949-415-6718 and find out about all the classes, stress relief, and neurofeedback that's going on at Om. So this morning, we're going to explore boredom as a wake-up call. The insight meditation teacher Joseph Goldstein tells us boredom doesn't come from the object of our attention, but rather the quality of our attention. So meditation and boredom can go hand in hand. Many people feel like meditating is boring, but it's actually the mind that wants to constantly wander that gets bored with the stillness and attention. Meditation is the act of paying attention. And when we're paying attention to something, we're rarely bored. You know, we're so used to being busy, even if it's just thinking about 1,000 things at once when we're not doing anything, that we commonly have this experience of boredom when we try to sit still. We can focus our attention on our breath and our body while meditating, but soon the mind gets tired of focusing and it gets bored and wanders off to more stimulating stuff. Now, this sense of boredom is actually the wake-up call that we've lost our attention to what is happening now, and then return our focus and attention back on the object of our meditation. Then boredom ceases to exist. We come closer to the experience of sitting and really tuning into what's happening in the mind and finding interest there. So imagine life without boredom. We can eliminate that nagging feeling of always wanting to be busy by simply placing our full attention on the essence of life in the moment as it unfolds. It's that simple. And it's also that hard because we've literally practiced allowing our mind to wander so much that when we try to rein it in, it pushes and pulls and resists and tells us, do something, this is boring. And the funny thing is, we listen to it as if our mind is its own creator and we've had nothing to do with it. Like someone else has programmed our mind to be constantly running through stories and we're stuck on some metaphoric couch watching it like a reality show on TV. Meditation reminds us that we're the creators of all the stories in our minds, even the boring ones, and that we can take a rest from all that constant creation and feel what it's like to simply be. Then who are we? That's the curious exploration of meditation. So let boredom be your guide and your wake-up call to returning to your natural state of being instead of doing. That's what we're going to focus on today, is how the mind wanders and kind of that moment where we get that edgy feeling of boredom, where we feel like, okay, I've had enough of this. Let's do something else. I'm bored. And that's that moment that we use the tools and the techniques of following the breath and staying close to the sensations of the body to focus our attention back on the moment at hand and away from that boredom. So find a comfortable position, sitting down, lying down, whichever one you want to do. Sometimes though lying down, you'll just fall asleep. So you might want to try sitting up tall, and you could put a cushion behind your back. You can sit in a chair and just uncross your legs, let your feet rest on the floor. Or you can sit on the floor on a cushion with your legs folded. Whatever you want to do, whatever's comfortable for you. And then you're going to let your hands rest in your lap, unclasp your fingers, and you can let one palm rest on top of the other one, or just let your palms rest down on the tops of your legs. And we're going to start with three cleansing breaths. These are our preparation breaths for transitioning from this kind of listening time to tuning into the body and the breath and letting the mind rest. So start by taking a deep breath in through the nose and then blow out very slowly through the mouth like blowing through a straw. And we'll do two more of these, inhaling through the nose and blow out nice and slow. Good. One more. Inhaling and blowing out. Just notice how your body feels now. Maybe your state of mind, just checking in. You can even notice if your mind was like a race car. What speed is it going right now? And maybe just one more deep breath in and one more long, slow exhale. You can actually put the brakes on and slow it way down, almost coming to an idle or a stop. And then just allow your breath to go in and out of your nose, noticing the temperature of the air today, of the room you're in, or if you're outside. Noticing the quality of the air. Does it seem fresh and clean? Is it air conditioning? Is the room stuffy? Allowing the observer and the witness of your experience to pay attention, to notice things. Notice if the breath is deep or shallow. Notice if it's fast or slow. And even allow your thinking mind to label the breath just to give it a job so it doesn't have to get bored and wander off. So you'll say to yourself silently, breathing in, breathing out, as your mind tracks the action of breath that's so natural and automatic that comes from your body. Really noticing how even the breath is, how harmonic and peaceful the breath is. Good. And now we're going to scan the body. So you're going to let go of focusing on the breath. And you're going to move that focus and attention and awareness down into the soles of your feet. Notice what your feet are touching. Is it a rug? Is the floor cold or warm, soft or hard? And let that attention begin to float up into the tops of the feet and the ankles. And then up into the shins and the calves. Moving from the skin in through the muscles and the bones so you can feel the texture and the weight of the lower legs. And then scan your attention and awareness up into the knees and the kneecaps, the backs of the knees and the sides of the knees. And then up into the thighs, the thigh bones, the muscles, the skin. And how your legs feel if they're being supported by a chair, or if they're cross-legged on a cushion on the floor, or even if you're lying down, just letting your legs be heavy. And move your attention and awareness into your hips and your low back. And imagine softening from your low back to your low belly, from the inside out in your stomach, the sides of your body, and your lower back. Really just melting everything from the inside out. And moving the awareness into your ribs and the sides of your body and your middle back. Into your diaphragm and your heart and lungs and chest. And let your heart rise as your shoulder blades slide down your back and feel them sort of tuck into the body like wings. Let the collarbones spread out and the shoulders slide down to the elbows and the elbows slide to the wrists and the fingers. And you can feel the temperature and the texture of your hands, how different your palms are from the backs of your hands. Lower your chin just slightly and let your jaw open up. Make space between your teeth, just a little bit of space in there. And let your eyes roll down and forward as if you were looking at the floor behind closed eyes. And feel the mask of the face dissolve. Feel the hair and the scalp and the crown of the head and the ears and the back of the neck. Aware of the body, temperature, sensation, weight, smells and sounds, tastes. All of these things can hold your attention, and it's only the wandering mind that gets bored. So when you feel that sense of boredom pull you away into your thoughts, and you can catch yourself, it's like catching a butterfly, very gently reach out and pull the mind back to the body and the breath by saying to yourself two or three times, breathing in, breathing out, I am here, saying that silently. And you can say it two or three times and then just let yourself float in sensation and awareness, attention, and focus on the moment. And I'll check back in with you in just a few minutes. Thank you. So notice if your mind has wandered off into thoughts, and any sensation or urge or overwhelming feeling of wanting to just move on and do something different. That's generally what boredom feels like. So that's our wake-up call to come back to the inhale, the exhale, and scan through the body to anchor back into this present moment where things are pretty simple and peaceful. And I'll check back in again. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today we're practicing working with boredom, our wandering mind, and returning back to the breath and the body as the anchor into the present moment and into the relaxation and rest that's available to us there all the time.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling, your state of mind. If your jaw is tight again, just soften your jaw or your belly. Notice the weight of the body and the temperature and sensations again, tuning into the present moment. Notice the mind and if it's wandered, if it feels tight or bored or annoyed or irritated, just take a deep breath in and say to yourself, here, I am here, as you exhale, just to remind yourself that this is really the place to be if you want to feel relaxed and at peace. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 for more information, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com. This is Lori, and I thank you so much for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.